Hi guys, this is Secret Deviant here. I decided that I'm gonna try this totally unofficial audio questionnaire just to sort of dip my toe in the water, let you guys know a little bit about me, I guess. So I guess I'll just get started. Where do you rank erotic audio compared to other forms of adult entertainment and why? I'd say I rank it pretty high. I've always been into audios, starting with, you know, audiobooks, actually, you know, for those times that I don't have time to actually sit down and get comfy and read a book. I just listen to an audio while I do shit. yeah. I find it very stimulating to listen to other people's voices, so I enjoy it very much. How did you find your way to GWA, and how long did you lurk before you first posted? I found my way here because I was actually looking for like full casted audiobooks online, and actually, it was like really hard to find anything. So I know I just kept looking and looking and looking, and finally I came across this audio by Lucky Try. And that was really like the first time I had experienced this specific type of erotic audio, I guess. And I was just blown away by it. It was amazing. So yeah. I searched and ended up here, and I'm glad I did. I probably lurked for around 2 months before I actually made an account and decided to become verified. Which type or genre of GWA recording is your favorite? Oh, I really like Fear Play. I think that's really sexy. Pretty hot. The like Big Brother, Little Sister thing. I don't know exactly what you call that, but been getting into that. Wasn't really something before I came to GWA that I ever really thought about or anything, or would have thought that I would think was sexy, but yeah, definitely into that now. And I like vanilla. You know, if the mood strikes, if I'm feeling a certain sort of way, then I can be really good for me too. Oh, okay, so what have you discovered? Any new turn-ons since you... Yeah, okay, well, like I said, the Big Brother, Little Sister thing, that's definitely new for me. I've kind of always, like, I guess had the whole, like, rape fantasy thing, but I never really gave it much thought or let myself get into it or whatever, just because it's, you know, it's taboo or whatever. So coming here, that's definitely opened my eyes to that. So yeah. What manner of usual dress, public dress, gets your blood pumping? I definitely like uniforms. I think that they're really sexy. It doesn't really... I guess the main ones would be like, you know, your military or even suits, like business suits. That's pretty hot. Or just like a dress shirt and a tie. Like that too. Um, Number 6, where was the riskiest, most unusual place you've ever had sex or masturbated? I had sex during a D&D game once when I was younger. Yeah, it's not really, D&D is not really my thing, but the guy I was with, he liked it, and so we had sex while him and a bunch of his friends were playing D&D. They didn't actually know that we were having sex, which I guess is pretty risky, but he seemed to enjoy it, and I did too, so yeah. Other than the bed, what is your favorite place in the house to have sex? Well, I enjoy having sex in the shower. If the shower is big enough. The living room is also nice, too. There's big comfy couches, so it's always good. What accessories have you used with your partner or with a partner? I've used like belts and candles, and sometimes we'll use his ties, toys. I don't know if that counts, you know, just whatever toys like vibrators, stuff. Number 9, have you had a one-night stand? If yes, was it a good or bad experience? I've had a one-night stand, but like only once, and that experience was not my favorite. yeah, I was pretty drunk at the time, so I'd imagine, I don't know. Maybe under more sober circumstances, it could have been less sloppy. It might have been better. Have you ever had a threesome, a foursome, or a moresome? I have had a threesome with two other girls, and I enjoyed it. I don't know if it's something that I would do, like, regularly, but for that one experience, it was good. Me and the other girls have been friends for quite some time, so it's a pretty comfortable situation. would you rather be tied up or the one tying the knots? I like both. I would say I like both equally. I probably have more experience being the one who's tied up, but the few times that I've gotten to flip it around has been very stimulating for me. When you're nearing an orgasm, what words or phrases will make you come? Hearing that my partner is close, or just like, I don't know, kind of just the sounds that they make, that can really move things along pretty quickly. I love like growling. I think that's really hot. So yeah. Intense moaning, all that is really good. Number 13, do you have multiple orgasms, and what is your record number of orgasms in one day? Typically I don't have multiple orgasms. I've had more than one in a day before, but not like, I think maybe I've done it back to back once or twice, and it has never been more than like twice. So I wouldn't consider myself someone who is able to just keep coming. Although it'd be really cool if I could. I'm actually kind of jealous of those who can. 14, which sexual fantasy do you wish would come true? Although I'm not really, like I said, like, my only experience with, like, having, a one-night stand or with someone you don't know, has been once, and it wasn't that great, but, like, I have this reoccurring fantasy of, like, you know, meeting a stranger who just seems to know what you want better than what I do. So, I think that'd be really hot to have sex with someone that I don't necessarily know, but knows what I want. I don't know if that makes sense. 15. Have you or you and your lover taken dirty pictures or videos of yourself? And what has become of those pictures or videos? I have taken dirty pictures. I don't really like doing it because I'm always nervous about where those pictures are going to go or end up years from now. As far as I know, they're not like out there for the world to see. The person that I've sent these pictures to, I trust completely. So I guess as long as his property isn't stolen or something along those lines, I feel pretty safe about that. So I'm, as far as I know, they're still in his possession and only in his possession. Have you ever gotten so wet or so erect in public that you had to find a private place to tell? I've gotten extremely turned on in public, but I'm pretty good at, I guess, self-control. So, and, you know, making myself wait. So when that happens, I just kind of hold off, I guess. I've never, like, been so sexually aroused that I had to run off and take care of it right away. I can usually, I don't know, store it for later, I guess. What part of your body, excluding genitalia, ass, or tits, instantly becomes an erogenous zone when touched, kissed, licked, or licked the right way? My ears are really, really sensitive. The backs of my thighs and, like, the inner part of my knee, those are really, really good places to get me hot. I don't know, it's just, they're super sensitive, so I try to not let people touch me there that I don't plan on doing anything with, just because getting all hot and bothered with a random person, which, I mean, most people don't get that close to me unless I want them to, but every once in a while there's a little slip up and yeah, then I just have to deal. 18. How important is the size of his cock to you in real life, and how does it matter in your fantasy? I'm not one of those people that believe that, like, a person or a guy has to have a big dick for you to, like, be able to enjoy it. I think that it's all a matter of, it's more a matter of, like, mentally connecting with that person and, you know, what they can actually do with what they have, not just their dick, but like their hands and, you know, everything, their mouths. So, I mean, it doesn't really affect my fantasies, and it doesn't matter in real life to me. Have you read 50 Shades of Grey? What did you think? And will you see the movie? And what do you think the movie should be rated? Oh, God. This question. All right. So I've read 50 Shades of Grey. I've read all three books. And what did I think? I thought they were okay. Like, I mean, I enjoy the BDSM lifestyle, I guess. As far as that goes, though, I don't know, like, I've read far better books that had to do with BDSM, so it's kind of tough for me to say. I don't know, I don't want to dog on it, but it's okay, I'll say that. Will you see the movie? Probably. I'm probably going to go see it just because, I don't know, they've made so much hype about it and all that, that I'm just one of those people who be super curious as to what it's actually gonna turn out like. Plus, I mean, this would be, as far as I know, like, one of the first of its kind, you know, type of movie to make it into the mainstream. So, yeah, why not? Why not go see it? What do I think the movie should be rated? I think it should have been rated NC-17. I understand that it probably wouldn't do, I mean, you can't put it in theaters if it's NC-17 or whatever, but I think they would have done better, or I think, yeah, they would do better in sales and stuff, and just for the fans, if they'd made it NC-17, because, like, how much can you really do with a rated R movie? Especially, I mean, this book is not, it's erotica, so, like, I mean, come on now. I don't know. I think they should have made it NC-17. But whatever. It's an adaptation. It's not even the real, you know, word for word, frame for frame, or scene for scene book to movie. Anyway. And the last question, number 20. What do you consider to be good foreplay? About how long should it take on average? I'd say, as far as like how long it should take, I think it depends on the situation. I mean, good foreplay could be anything, really. I mean, depending on, like, you could start, you know, early in the morning, and then, or, you know, with, like, sexual banter, or, you know, a little show of skin here, a little show of skin there, you know, just, like, that kind of stuff. You could start that in the very beginning of the day, and then keep that going until you get home from work, and, yeah, you know, so that could take all day long. Or, you know, if you're just specifically talking about, like, you know, like, touching or whatever. I just think that, you know, whatever, however long it takes for both of you to get where you want to be, nice and ready to go, you know, then whatever. I don't think you should actually put a time limit on it. Just make sure that both partners are super hot and bothered. I don't know. So, yeah. Those are my answers to the totally unofficial audio questionnaire. I appreciate you listening to me ramble about stuff. Hopefully, I will get to the second part two sometime soon. I don't know when. Whenever I have time. I will do that. But yeah, thanks for listening.